As I told you, those people will decide to kill the leader of Muslims in that time. One guy, his name Abdullah ibn Muljim, qabbahahu Allah. He the one who was chosen to kill or decide to kill Ali radiallahu anhu. He waited for Ali in Kufa while Ali going out to pray Fajr. And he killed Ali radiallahu anhu. He been captured by the Sahaba after that. Subhanallah. Before they executed him, you know what he said? He said, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمُونِي فَلَا تَضْرِبُونِي ضَرْبَةَ وَاحِدَةَ بِالسَّيْفِ. If you're going to kill me, don't hit me once with the sword to cut my neck. لا. وَإِنَّمَا اِجْعَلُوهَا ضَرْبَةً ضَرْبَةً عَذِّبُونِي. Huh? He said, if you want to kill me, don't kill me right away. Just a little bit, torture me before you kill me. I want it to be very slow. فَإِنِّي لَأَحْتَسِبُ كُلَّ قَطْرَةٍ مِّنْ دَمِي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Because every single drop from my blood and every single all pain I'm going to suffer, it's going to multiply my reward in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. So don't kill me once. I want to feel it. I want to suffer it. حَتَّى قَالَ شَاعِرُهُمْ الزِّنْدِيقِ يا ضربة من تقي ما أراد بها إلا ليبلغ من ذي العرش إحسانا إني لأذكره حينا فأحسبه أوفى البرية يوم القيامة ميزانا. One of his followers said, what a such hit, يعني what a such sword he held this person when he killed Ali ibn Abi Talib. It was a great indeed, it was a great يعني thing from him that he killed Ali. Sometimes when I remember Ibn Muljim, the one who killed Ali, I think in the Day of Judgment, his skill will be the heaviest in the Day of Judgment. See, the most righteous person became the most evil person in their eyes. You remember when they killed Uthman? He was fasting, praying, reading the Quran. They killed him. You see, it's totally give you, when the bid'ah entered the mind, make you view things in wrong way. And this is one of the most dangerous things. Therefore, these Khawarij, when you read in the history, they were great fighters. They don't fear death. But subhanAllah, we never hear that they fought once against the Kuffar. Once, I don't know. I'm not aware of any incident. They're always against the Muslims, subhanAllah. One of the reasons that this group appear, the nationalism and extremism. In that time, the people of Iraq, they used to hate the people of Sham, Damascus. The Khawarij were representing most of them from Al-Kufa, from Iraq. And that's make the case worse, because they feel that they are against. Later on, this is not in Ali time, after that, they were against Hisham and Muawiyah radiallahu anh and the Amawis a lot. Also, we having a problem, they had a problem. When they see munkarat, sins, being practicing open publicly, they felt that means that the whole Khilafah should be collapsed, or the Khalifa should be killed, or because of these sins, he is responsible for every single thing happened. And they do not realize the difference between the munkarat. There is some munkar, evil deeds, worse than other. Worse than other. They let these sins, which has been practicing by some of the princes, in that time, by some of the leaders, by some of the powerful people in that time, let's say, made them say that the whole Khilafah, the whole system is kufr. Let's go against it, kill it. And that means they are allowed to kill and split the blood of all Muslims. And this is what a wrong way. And they make these sins, make the reaction, push them to have a very bad reactions toward the sins.
The person should hate the sins, try to change it, but it doesn't mean to give you this kind of attitude that you want to kill. You want to jump on people and kill them. And you know, to hate them the most, they became like the يعني, as if they are the worst يعني, enemy. Don't let these kind of reactions happen to you, because that's exactly what happened to this group of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Please proceed to next CD.